Look what they're chanting now. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Despite the media crackdown, the YouTube pictures managed to get out. Young Iranians filling the streets of Tehran, shouting, setting fire to buses, confronting the police. Who knew Iranians were such big Lakers fans? But at least part of the reason was the allegation of massive fraud in the voting that re-elected Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the man who saved Iran from gay people.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country.
So why did it happen? Barack Obama's speech 11 days ago in Cairo, of course. According to once and future presidential candidate Mitt Romney, quote, "It's very clear that the president's policies of going around the world and apologizing for America aren't working." Does anybody remember when Ronald Reagan went to Berlin in 1987 and said this?
"Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall."
Now, there was a tough, unapologetic speech, and yet it was still another 2 years before the Berlin Wall was finally breached. And something did change as a result of the Iranian election. The younger generation saw their votes ignored. They saw their internet access shut down. And as a result, they filled the streets as they did during the Islamic Revolution 30 years ago, except this time, what was the chant? Death to America? Death to the great Satan? No, it was death to the government. Regardless of who continues as Iran's ruler, among a significant number of Iranians, we are no longer the enemy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.